With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden raised some eyebrows this week when he described two U.S. allies as xenophobic countries. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The surprising comments came during a fundraiser here in Washington when the president argued that migration has been good for the U.S. economy. He said that Japan and India were struggling economically because they're xenophobic countries that do not welcome immigrants. Both nations are U.S. allies, and the president's remarks came just 3 weeks after Mr. Biden hosted the Japanese prime minister for a lavish official visit. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Diplomatic efforts are intensifying in Cairo. That's where international mediators are working to establish an agreement between Israel and Hamas to end the war in Gaza. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says there's clearly a unified force behind the anti-Israel demonstrations taking place on college campuses.
Clearly, this is being funded and organized in an attempt not to just to transform American policy from pro to anti-Israel. The chance is an effort here to subvert American higher education.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The Republican National Committee is suing to stop Nevada from being able to count mail-in ballots received in election offices after Election Day.
State law allows the counting of ballots received up to 4 business days after Election Day if they were postmarked before the end of voting. The RNC's federal lawsuit contends this violates the U.S. Constitution's provision there is only one day for Election Day. The suit is one of several trying to end the practice of counting mail ballots received after Election Day, which is legal in 19 states. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
President Biden presented 19 recipients with the Presidential Medal of Freedom last night, the nation's highest civilian honor presented to what the White House calls individuals who've made exemplary contributions to the United States. This is SRN News. The CDC issues a new report on fertility in America.
And it's down again, dropping to 1.62, which is well below the standard replacement rate of 2.1 for industrialized countries. The U.S. fertility rate is the lowest it's been since the government began compiling records some 100 years ago. There were just about 3.6 million total births in the country last year, the lowest number since 1979. The U.S. has been below the replacement rate since 2007. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging on America's college campuses, Congress is considering a bill that would require universities to be monitored by the federal government. Congressman Richie Torres and Mike Lawler, Democrat and a Republican, have introduced a measure that would allow Washington to send anti-Semitism monitors to the campuses of colleges and universities. This is SRN News. Police in Canada say they arrested 3 suspects in the slaying of a Sikh separatist leader last June. Here's Ed Donahue with a report.
Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot and killed by masked gunmen near Vancouver last year. The 3 arrested are all Indian nationals in their 20s. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sparked a diplomatic feud with India last year when he said there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the killing.
Any involvement of a foreign government in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil is an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty.
Investigators are looking into possible ties with the government. India accused Nijjar of links to terrorism, but angrily denied involvement in his killing. India removed 41 of 62 Canadian diplomats in the country. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and more at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.